everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Tell somebody straighten up. But your acceptance ain't based upon that. Do you understand? Reason why you want to straighten up is so that you can make life in this life pleasurable. You understand? I mean, there's some significance to that. But as far as eternity, we are accepted. We are unworthy only if we are outside of Christ. But inside of Christ Jesus, you are worthy. You have right now, and this is a wonderful, wonderful truth, you have right now his righteousness. You see, Adam and Eve, they clothed themselves with fig leaves. In other words, they covered their nakedness. They covered their sin with their own effort. Amen. You know, people can do this outside of their relationship. If they have no relationship with God, they come and they give their dues to the church. Amen. Or their name is on a church roll. Or they go to church religiously and they try to find justification or righteousness in that, and that will never get it. Outside of Christ, you see, when Adam and Eve clothed themselves with those fig leaves, God removed them from them and gave them coats of skin. But an example is in Matthew and in the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus saw the fig tree and all that was on it was leaves. There were no figs. And he cursed it. And he said, "Bear no fruit henceforth forever." There's a type there, because in the Garden of Eden, they took fig leaves. And Jesus in the New Testament, he cursed that and said, in other words, the fig leaves represented in Genesis their righteousness. And the Lord cursed the fig tree because it had no fruit, just leaves. And he said, "You'll never bear fruit." The next day that thing was dried up. In other words, he was saying, self-righteousness will never bear fruit in the kingdom. Our righteousness is a filthy rag. It's like an oil rag. And you can't do anything with it. It's filthy in the sight of God. Amen? Okay, so now here's a powerful, powerful statement. If God rejects you, I'm talking about the child of God. If God rejects you, he's rejecting Jesus. I was expecting somebody to get up and start shouting, dancing around, you know. If God rejects one of his children that are truly saved, if he could, he would be rejecting Jesus. Because our righteousness is in him, not our own. Not our own righteousness. We are in him, and he is in us. We are his righteousness. We are his righteousness. If God rejects you, he's rejecting Jesus. Well, I'm preaching so good today. It's a shame up in here. I'm getting happy myself. If God rejects you, he must reject Jesus. 1 John 1:9, a verse we probably are all familiar with, that says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." To the believer, when a saint confesses his sins, he finds two things. He finds mercy and he finds forgiveness. To a sinner as well, but to the saint, he finds forgiveness and he finds
mercy.
Now, here's something very interesting. You know, when somebody is merciful to you, it imparts or impacts you with a dimension of peace. You know, when someone is merciful, a sense of relief. There's a peace that comes. When we receive God's forgiveness and His mercy, when you receive God's mercy, in that peace that comes with His mercy, you can apprehend His grace. Follow me. In the peace, there's a peace that comes with God's mercy. You know, if you're walking outside of God's will, or, you know, there's sin in your life, and finally, you know, circumstances cause you to go before God and you confess your sin. I mean, you really repent. You ask God forgiveness and you get clean. All of a sudden, it's like you're cleansed. There's a cleansing. There's a peace that comes over your soul and your mind and your spirit. In that peace that is in God's mercy, you can apprehend His grace. And then, apprehending His grace, remember, His grace is His ability. You know, you often hear me say, in the book of Revelation, there's a picture of God's throne. And around the throne, the Bible says, as a sea of glass, a very calm, peaceful sea all around, encompassing the throne. And I often say that in order to reach that throne, you have to go through peace. In other words, all around that throne, when you approach that throne, there's a peace that comes. How many know what I'm talking about? Versus, you know, you can be troubled about a lot of stuff, something going on in the job, and, you know, it's troubling you, or some situation is troubling you, and you go into your prayer closet, and you start approaching the throne. One of the first things that starts to happen is God starts to give you peace, because you are approaching the place of authority. And that peace is what gives you access to the enabling. It access to the throne, the grace. So the next day you go to the job, what was troubling you all week, all of a sudden that thing is broken now. It may not have changed, but you have changed. In other words, you've gotten the ability to rise above it. They're saying the same thing, they're acting the same way, doing the same stuff, but you now walk in there and you got peace about it. God's forgiveness and His mercy gives us a peace, and we apprehend grace through that peace. That's why there must always be humility. Tell somebody, I'm righteous by faith. Look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justification is related to the righteousness. It's related to righteousness. Justification is related to righteousness. I'll say it one more time. Justification is related to righteousness. Not your righteousness. His righteousness. Only righteousness by faith. Can you follow me here? Only righteousness by faith gives us peace in our heart. Only righteousness by faith. See, if you're just living in your own righteousness and righteous deeds, that's not going to give you peace. But righteousness that comes by faith gives us true peace in our heart. Now, I say that to say this. Stay with me. Without peace in your heart, without that peace, you can never truly approach the throne of grace. Without that. So, the righteousness that is by faith, we are righteous because of Christ, not because of what we do right. Do right, but that doesn't justify you. Because there's a lot of people in the world that do right. They're not justified because they don't have Christ. It's His righteousness that justifies us before God, and it's the peace that comes from that gives us access that causes us to approach His throne with boldness. Otherwise, you can't approach His throne with boldness. Amen? All right. In verse number 2 of Romans chapter 5, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Peace in Christ and His righteousness is a prerequisite for access in grace. Look at the person beside you and tell them, You have to accept the fact that you are righteous. Not because you paid all your bills. Not because you read the Bible an hour a day. That's good. That's good stuff. Pay your bills. Read your Bible. Not because you pray so long per day. That doesn't make you righteous. If you stick just to that, it'll make you a Pharisee. And they aren't fair, you see. They aren't. They're proud. They're strong in themselves. That doesn't make you righteous. Those are good things to do. Read your Bible. Study. You know, do all those things. But that has nothing to do with making you righteous. It'll help you. It's not something evil. It's something good. But we must understand that our righteousness is in Christ. It's through faith and grace that we are made righteous. And right now, we are the righteousness of Christ. Come on, tell the person again, accept the fact that you are righteous. You may not feel like that. People may have never told you that. But the fact of the matter is, the truth of the matter is, we are righteous. And some of us need to start sticking our shoulders back. Amen. And walk with our head up instead of walking with our head down. You are a royal priest. You are righteous, not because of what you wear, not because of what you drive or where you live. None of that stuff makes you any better than anybody else. Except that you are accepted in the Beloved. You are righteous because of God. You accept, you believed and received. What saves us? Quiet in the house. Yeah. It ain't a trick question. It ain't a trick question. What saves us? Okay, faith, grace, faith. Who said faith? Who says faith? Who says grace? Come on, ain't no jumping on the bandwagon now. You. And the rest of y'all say, no, something save us. Well, it's interesting because we are saved by grace, but through faith. So them two are not twins, but they're brothers. We are saved by God's ability, but we have to put our faith in his ability. They that you believed, grace. The enabling came to you. Amen? Okay. Again, you got to get more of these messages to balance out this whole message so that you don't just pick little pieces out and run with it. But get a real good balance, a smorgasbord of grace. When your actions or your behaviors deny that you are righteous, you ever, I won't ask if you ever, I know you have, you've had that intense fellowship. Come on. All of us have had intense fellowships, right? Well, when you or your behavior, when your actions deny that you are righteous.
We are continuing in part 10 of Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled Manifold Grace. You are saved by grace through faith. Be careful not to cultivate a works mentality. It will cause you to feel unworthy. You do not approach the throne of grace based upon your performance. You have Christ's righteousness. You are accepted. Allow righteousness by faith to give you peace in your heart.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.